Aleishur Chelek Aleph Kuf Ein Gimel at the bottom. Lemaase, in practice, Ketzad Leizgaber Alei Atzlus, or Yatzei Dvarim Alei Poyel, Kanal, in order to overcome laziness, or as we defined it yesterday, lowliness, and to actualize these matters, as we spoke about in the previous session, Anu Zekukim Ligvura. It requires Gvura, might. Uma Naase Harei Atzlus Meshatekes Zegvura. Laziness often paralyzes Gvura. Where's the beginning? It's a difficult step. The oid is gaber atzmo negative oid, as the Mesilas Yesharim puts it, to overcome one's own nature. Avoida kashay has chalas akenisal avoida patis b'masa. It's a difficult step to enter individual work. Vekimat shenuchal lekboa. Perhaps we could say that this war against the inertia, the heaviness of the body, it's the beginning of building a mensch. Without overcoming this foundation of earth, this heaviness, the route towards growth is just about blocked. Ulam, what is this might? So we find a clear definition of the essence of Gvura right at the beginning of Maseches Ta'anis. The Mishnah mentioned Gvurois Geshamim, that we start mentioning the rains, but it refers to it as the might of the rain. And the question is, why use that word? Why not just say, from what point in the year do we begin mentioning the rain? Rabbi Yochanan says, because they come down with might, v'chulei, uchsiv, v'kotz, v'pasuk in Tehillim, samech hei, mechin harim, v'choi choi, ne'ezar v'gvura. Okay, uv'teis, as Dibu Maschil, uchsiv, Tosfos comments, achen yesh lehakshois, we can still ask, amay nokat gevurois tfei mikoyach. Rabbi Yochanan explains why we need to mention gevurois geshamim, we need that word. But why gevura more than koyach, power? Uchmoichen haver elimim ha-miyasayim mezkirin koyach geshamim. It could have said it that way, the Mishnah. At what point do we start mentioning the power of the rains, or you listen to gedulois geshamim, or the greatness of the rain? Ve'yesh lemar demin hadinokat gevurois. That it's appropriate to mention davka gevurois geshamim mishum tama deika koach veika gdula, because the word gvura incorporates both koach and gdula, both raw power and gdula, which we discussed in the previous session. So the author just paraphrases hare koach ugdula beyachad zoi gvura. We have a combination of power and gdula. That together is gvura. He elaborates chelek me gvura hu koach. So part of gvura of might is just effort, meretz u'ma'amatz. It means energy, effort, nafshi ve'gufani, both physical and mental. Lechol hasagah ruchanis darush koach. Every spiritual achievement requires the investment of effort. Ulam koyach levad eino gvura. But if it's just power by itself, it's not gvura, as Tosfos pointed out. Rak kasheh hakoyach mishtalev im hagdula. It's only when it joins together with gdula, magim li gvura, that one reaches the synthesis of the two, and that is gvura. As we explained in the previous session, gadlus atzma mizgaberes al kshayim u'menyeis. We said gadlus is that ability to rise above the difficulties, to continue to persist above and beyond obstacles. Hen ba'aliyah v'hen ba'ashpa. Aval kol ze rak b'yis davar shebo adam gadol. We spoke about it in the context of that area where a person is naturally gifted. Im gadolu bechesed. We gave those examples. A person who can overcome, and even in the midst of difficulties, will manage to perform chesed, to do chesed. Gadol bevakasha se'emes, a person who's got gedula in his searching for truth, he'll be able to overcome the difficulty in acknowledging the truth. So that's as far as gadol by itself. Al gevura anu medabim. When we speak about gevura, we mean kashayish lizgaber al kshayim she'einam mitechum hagadlus. It's talking about overcoming difficulties beyond the realm where one is naturally talented, and combining that with as we said, the koyach and gdula in order to form gvura. Unever b'malach avodah b'ezras Hashem will explain it as follows. Kitzad nochal yisalu Yisrael yisod hafar shebonu. Again, the question: how to rise above this inertia, this heaviness, a tendency not to invest effort. Liskarev l'ruchanius v'avodah ruchanis el Torah mitzvos, to enter a different realm. He says the answer is hapesach l'ruchanius v'amidah mushlemes shebonu. The entryway, the doorway to ruchanius, is that midah in which we are perfect. And we mentioned that in yesterday's session as well, and it came up earlier on Daf Kuf Mem Vav, is where we discussed it. Hinenu zochim ha-shebe'anu b'shem Admor Maran Rabbi Yerucham. We recall what he said in the name of Rabbi Yerucham Leibovich. Ki chol adam nichon b'midah chas mushlemes. Every person has that one midah with the level of a tzaddik is really perfect there. Mitzad midah zeh harei kol adam mevchinas gadoil. From that perspective, every person has the aspect of a godoil. La'amoid gam b'nisuyos, he can overcome difficulties there, he can achieve. Mitzad midah zeh yesh lo kvar achizah b'ruchanius. From the perspective of that midah, we already have a grasp, a foothold, a toehold at least, in ruchanius. Me'ata alenu l'archiv midah zeh. The job is now to expand that midah ad she'tachri es kol chayin ha'pnimiyim l'atzad ruchanius, to the point where it determines our entire inner life towards the Ruchani. So, Baal Chesed Betivoi, a person for whom that's his main midah, that's his perfect midah, where he's a tzaddik, he has Chesed, Misboinen ki Torah Kedusha Toras Chesed. He should focus on the idea that the Torah is Toras Chesed. V'chol asher yishkoid ba v'yamol b'kiyum mitzvoseh, and the more he diligently applies himself to the Torah, yigdal b'midas chasdoi, that's an entry way to overcome that natural inertia from with this beachhead formed by Chesed. Ma'amin betivo, a person whose emuna is his midah mushlemes bekoach emuna, says keb ezras Hashem li'itzatzem ruchanius ha'torah. Again, he must use that power of emuna to spread into other realms of Torah. A person is mevakesh umoideh lames betivo, he seeks the truth and he acknowledges the truth. So he must approach the Torah from the perspective of MS. He'll be able again to say what to do, what we're saying, to defeat this element of laziness, in those areas where he's not naturally talented and perfect. We speak in the context and towards the foundation of Afar, which again manifests itself generally as laziness, but more profoundly as lowliness. And he says that now, ulam yesoid ha'afar mugash etzel kol adam b'ofen miyuchad. This foundation is manifested differently in each individual. Yesh mu misbateh b'atzvus. Sometimes it manifests itself as atzvus, a tendency towards depression, a tendency towards melancholy. Ve'yesh b'atzvus, sometimes as plain laziness. Gam he'atzvus b'atzma. And even within melancholy itself, it's not the same with all people. One person may suffer from just bad moods, and his emotions are just tenebrous, they're dark, there's a certain bitterness. Another person, it manifests in all sorts of calculations and preoccupation with his perceived lack of success, or the fact that the world is so evil. So we explained in the previous ma'aracha, Da'as Atzmenu, self-knowledge, each person has to know, that's why self-knowledge is so critical, to understand that special, unique potential, metach, the literally in the context of electricity means a potential difference, that intensity in his tendencies. Well, it does, ki metach ze koves avodah zeh, to know that will determine his avodah. He has to start from where he is particularly talented. Hatzad ha-machir b'chein ha-pnimim, the decisive step in our inner lives, who is alus me'al yesod ha-afa, is rising above this initial natural tendency, as the Mesirah put it, to be lazy and not to invest effort and just to take the easy path. והכניסה לסך עולם רוחני, taking that first step into עולם רוחני. צעד זה זקוק לגבורה, as we said, it requires what we call might, והגבורה היא הכוח והגדולה. It's a combination. It's effort and גדולה. הגדולה נמצא בסוך מדוסנו, as we said, גדולה, is that point where a person is already naturally a צדיק. He's a גדול. בנקודס השלמוס, that point of perfection, ששסל בוראינו יסברך בקבלו, that the creator implanted within ourselves. That's the summary, and it concludes by saying, הסימן שאדם יצא מתוך עצמו. So if you have an indication, the sign that a person has managed this, has gone beyond his natural laziness, היא השמחה הפנימיס המלווה או יישואי מכאן והלאה בדרך הים, is inner joy and inner satisfaction that accompanies a person, שמחה בחלקו ושמחה בעבודה סעיפ. Just a joy in what he has and a joy in his עבודה. It's not held back anymore to the extent that it was before. עד כאן.